men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning, I want to begin a series. By the grace of God, this month, the Lord spoke His word to us that it's a month of in the Spirit by the Spirit. Tell your neighbor, in the Spirit by the Spirit. I'm not hearing you well. Say, in the Spirit by the Spirit. So I welcome every one of you that have come to fellowship with us this morning. Can we celebrate those that are celebrating fellowship with us online and on site? I welcome you. And then in KDC, we teach in series. So I'm going to begin a series. I don't know when it will end. It might span into the month of March, but I want you to follow me. Tell your neighbor, in the Spirit, by the Spirit. I want to speak or teach on what I've titled Understanding the Way of the Spirit, Part 1. Understanding the Way of the Spirit, Part 1. Not ways now, the Way of the Spirit, Part 1. Now, if you have a Bible, you can turn with me to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Now, so he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by mind, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Let's read the last three lines. One, two, read. Not by mind, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Romans chapter 8. We're going to be reading verse 14 and verse 16. Let's read verse 14 first. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." Let's take it together one more time. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." Now give us verse 16. He said, "For the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Now lastly, Galatians 5, verse 25. Galatians 5, verse 25. Now let's read it very, very loud. Everybody, one, two, read. "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." One more time. "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Father, thank you for your word. We bow before you. We honor you. We understand that your word is light. And then your word is life. Said, "For the latter kills, He said, but the Spirit quickens. It was David that spoke that the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. So Lord, I bow before you this morning and I ask that you will breathe light through your word. Let the anointing that makes it so easy to teach your word rest upon me, and let the power of your spirit that makes people to understand, makes people to grasp, I pray that it will accompany your word in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you will grant unto me dexterity of thoughts, enablement of mind, and eloquence of speech. Back your word with precision, with plainness, and with clarity. Let everyone that is sick be healed by the hearing of your word. Let every chain be broken. Let darkness literally flee out of the hearts of people. And let every veil of religion be torn completely. I give you glory in advance, because by your word, everyone listening to me will be edified. And then Jesus will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, when we say spirit, what do we mean? A number of us have heard spirit, spirit. What do we mean? Now, the goal of this series is to simplify spirit to every one of us. What I trust God to do through this teaching is to make spirituality so simple for you to understand. I want you to appreciate what we mean by spirituality. When you say somebody is spiritual, when you say somebody is led by the Spirit of God, when you say somebody is living in the Spirit, what do you mean? While we're growing up, back then in our religious system, we are told that spirituality is when somebody greets you and then you are quiet. Spirituality is where you are quiet. So greets you, good morning, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, God bless you. Oh, maybe you were not there in those days. You are not doing it. You are doing it to Kana. There was how we used to do it. Have you seen a spiritual sister before in those days? Bless you. There is a phoneticism they add to it. God bless you. Thank you, ma. You know, that's what they told us spirituality is all about. And I mean, there was also a time they told us that spirituality was when you wear a gown and then it's helping you to sweep your parlor. You don't need broom again. You just need to wear it. Just keeps everywhere clean. We used to call it keep worry clean in those days. So we were told that spirituality is in how you dress, how you talk, and then is in one other aspect they used to tell us spirituality is in the voice. When you are praying, there is how you roar, and then edo adade. No, there is how you talk, and then they'll say that brother is a spiritual brother. Look at your neighbor, say you are a spiritual sister. Because the way I'm looking at you, I know you are spiritual. Oh yeah, tell me God bless you. No, you didn't say it well. That one is carnal. God bless you. You know, if there is no bass in your voice, there is no spirituality in your life. So tell your neighbor, God bless you. No. I'm not trying to mock spirituality. I'm just trying to say that was what they taught us when we were growing up. So when they call a spiritual sister to pray, there is how she will pray. And then as we began to grow, we began to face life. We now started realizing Sister Olivia, that used to respond to our greetings with God bless you, would live in anger with her roommate for 2-3 days, and then you now begin to wonder. But she says she's a spiritual sister. So it means somewhere we do not understand what spirituality is. So ask your neighbor, we spirits, what do we mean? Now, when we talk about spirit, are we talking about a wind? Because there was a day we were having a meeting then in school, and then the man of God lifted up his hands and said, the spirit of God is here, and then he blew wind. Whoo! And then we fell. So, is the spirit of God a wind? Or like sometimes when the power of God comes on me and then I begin to minister and I say, fire is here. Is the spirit of God fire? When you say you are led by the spirit, does it mean you are led by fire? Whenever God comes, must there be a burning sensation? I feel it in my leg. I feel it in my hands. Amen. Praise God. You know, you know, while growing up, we are exposed to a lot of things. Amen. You know, sometimes, more currently now, let me not abuse my upbringing. Let me talk about your current bringing. Most people think spirituality is the sound of the keyboard. You know, when you play keyboard and the keyboard is giving you some strings, you say, God is here. What really do we mean when we say spirit? It is something that every one of us needs to study, so that when you say God lead me, we will not think that it is okay. For example, when some people say God led them, they heard a voice, Joshua, this school you want to go today, don't go. Why are you laughing? You are making me to laugh. Eh? Or when we say, why are people making this choir, why are you making me to laugh? You wear white and you don't want to behave like people that are pure. All of them are laughing. You know, for example, when a sister wants to get married and then he said, let me start with brother. When a brother wants to get married, he said, God is leading me to that sister. What does the brother mean when he say, God is leading me to that sister? Is the brother saying, while he was dreaming in the dreaming of the night, or while he was playing music or washing his trouser, and then God just flashed the picture of Abisoye? Woo! Shebi, you laugh me. And then all of a sudden, the brother just received Abisoye. I receive. And then he goes to Abisoye and says, Sister Abisoye, while I was washing last night, I received the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost told me that you are my wife. When we talk about the leading of the Spirit or the voice of the Spirit, are we talking about a vision, a dream? Are we talking about a sound or a shape? You know, someone said he was sleeping and then he was in a dream, he was going past somewhere, and then it's like he fell into a gutter, and then while he was there, one sister came and stretched her hand and then brought her out, and then all of a sudden he just saw a ring in his hand, and then praise God. Amen. It's a good way. All these brothers were supposed to marry, where they're not hungry married. You must have that dream this week. Praise God. No, in the reality, somehow we confuse our frame, our feelings, and our ideologies for spiritual leading. Maybe because we are told that spiritual leading is a force. So when there is a compelling force, we just automatically conclude that that's the leading of the Spirit. So the focus of this discussion is what really is the Spirit. Is that okay? And then we now begin to ask, what are the spirits that are available? So that when you are being led by a spirit, you can be able to detect which spirit exactly. Are we communicating? So good. Zechariah 4:6 said, by the Spirit of God. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. So when we say spirit, what do we mean? Let's look at it. The word spirit. All, when you say spirit. So, number one, when you say spirit, basically you are talking about what is not seen. That spirit. Let's look at the generic word. Is that okay? So when it's spiritual or when it's spirit, you don't see it. You don't see spirit. Now, when was the last time you saw the spirit of drunkenness? It passed, Abby. No, you don't see it. So when you say spirit, you are talking about what is not what? Sin. Two, when you say spirit, you are talking about what influences. And I think from all the dictionary definitions I have come by, this one is more pronounced. Is that okay? And then more common is that which is not physical. Is that noted? Now, that's the generic meaning of the word spirit. Is that noted? So when you say spirit, you are talking about something that is not seen. Its movement may be heard. Its effect may be felt. But its presence can't be seen. You say it's a spirit. Let me give you an instance. If somebody is just going epileptic, like the man that Jesus prayed for when he came from the mountain. Please, media, look for it for me. The disciples, the Bible says they were trying to cast out the spirit. But the Bible began to explain the spirit by its effect. He said, oftentimes it will make him to what? To fall down. Oftentimes it will make him to start bringing spittle out of his mouth. He said, and I brought him to your what? To your disciples, and they could not. Look at it. He said, for go back. He said, he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the what? Water. So everybody say force and influence. Now see what he said. He said, go back to verse 17. See now. He said, then Jesus answered, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Now look at what Jesus did. That's where I'm going to. See what Jesus did. He said, and Jesus now, did you see that? Rebuked the demon. Now, what the Father said was that he was what? Epileptic. Epileptic is a medical condition. So meaning that was the manifestation of the physical spiritual influence. Are you understanding it now? So, behind the epilepsy was a spirit. That's what we are saying. So that's what we say here. When you say spirit, you are talking about what? Influences. So when you say spirit, you are talking about that which is not what? Physical. For the focus of my discussion, this is what I want to look at. Influence. And that's why, as a believer, you need to listen to this series over and over again. For you to understand, when we say somebody is led by the Spirit of God, you will not come and say, one voice said to me. No. Beyond the voice, we cannot distinguish the voice by its what? Influence. That's what we are saying. Now, why did Jesus cast out the demon? I don't know. Say, he even told his disciples now. He told his disciples. Because it's possible. Now, let's look at it this way. It's possible when the father of the boy brought the boy to Jesus, it's possible the disciples laid hands on him and said, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. But he was not responding. You know why? It wasn't a sickness. It was an influence. Are you understanding it? Meaning that there can be a pain on your leg right now, and you can treat that pain for the remaining days of this year. Nothing will happen to the pain. But there is a day you can just wake up, and then you are praying. And you're not saying, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit that is causing my leg to pain me. Then the pain will go. Because the pain is just a manifestation of an indwelling spirit. So all Jesus did was to what? Cast out the demon. Huh? And it came out of him. And what happened? So everybody says spirit. So meaning that the sickness was a what? Spiritual sickness. Influence. So when we say, let's use examples now. Examples. We are focusing on spirit as what? Influence. Spirit as an influence. So you see this now. Let's call this spirit of madness. Huh? Let's say spirit of lying. So, versus madness. Versus lying. Never confuse tendencies to be the same thing as influences. That's why you need to understand there is a difference between a tendency and an influence. You say, influence versus action. Are they the same thing? Are they the same thing? Hello, are you following me? Are they the same thing? No. When you say influence, action is what somebody does. Influence is what makes the person to do it. So madness is an action. But the spirit of madness is what is making the person to mad. And the funniest part of it is that if a madness is spiritually caused, doctors cannot see it in their microscope. Because we have already established that which is spirit is unseen. Amen. So that's why, if you are a believer, to be honest, look up everybody. If you are a believer, and then you notice, for example, a pain in your hand, and then you've been treating the pain, you've gone to the hospital, they've checked it, they've done all the tests, and the pain is not going. If I were you, I'll not go to hospital again. I'll go and pray. Because if now pain, any pain when doctor no see, is no longer natural. Anything when you don't go meet doctor, and doctor say, I know they see anything. Don't be scared. Tell your neighbor, don't be scared. Don't be scared. That's why you are a believer. Because if what they are saying is the problem is from spirit, you don't get fear. Do you know why? He has given you authority over every what? Spirit. But just that you are not exercising it. No, see, it's easier to cure a spiritual problem than to treat a physical ailment. Hello? How many of you believe that? Small. How many of you believe that? How many of you believe that? But is it true? Is it true? Wait, is it true? If somebody is having a problem, and the problem is spiritual, it's not medical, to solve it is cheaper and easier. If it is medical, doctor will have to prescribe drugs. It will be costly. It's just like this situation we read now. It was a what? A spiritual issue. So when they brought the child, Jesus had to, just within some minutes, solve the problem. But if she had gone to Olalomi Hospital, he has gone to Olalomi Hospital, they'll first of all do, put something in your hand and pump your hand. Then they will not tell you to go and do tests. They will not tell you to come back. They will not do everything. It will take time. You will pay money. Spiritual problems are easier solved than medical problems. Now, why? Everybody say influence. So, when you look at, okay, let's look at, for example, madness and spirit of madness. Madness is the what? Spirit of madness is what? Now, lying is the what? Some people tell lies. But some people, they are possessed with the spirit of lie. Have you met them before? I've met them. They can't say truth. I mean, the thing clever krokoro are you? Have you seen someone that has the spirit of lying before? Lying spirit. They can't say truth. I mean, you are coming out from the room, your own room. The person is coming out from your own room. Hold your charger, hide them inside pocket. And you are telling the person, that's my charger. The person is telling you, this is not your charger. Now, how do we differentiate an action from an influence? Everybody say the force. That's how we know. Where it's coming from. The display. Everybody said the display. Now good. Let's proceed. If we now say spirit is influence, spirit is not physical. Now let's look at, let's now look at different words. Different spirits. So we can categorize spirit by their sources, tendencies, sorry, influences, and what? You can How do you know somebody is led by the Spirit? The source must be the same with the influence and must be the same with the what? With the action. That's the easiest way to know when someone is led by the Spirit. We'll come to that, don't worry. But let me explain it. When I explain it, you will get it. Now, we have different spirits. Bible says, test every what? Every spirit. So now, for you to test every spirit, you must understand there are three broad spirits. Three broad spirits. So let's look at them. Number one is Spirit of God. Two, Spirit of man. And then three, spirits of the spirit of devil. Those are the three broad spirits. Because we are talking about realms now. So we have three realms. Two realms actually. We have the physical realm. And then the what? The spiritual realm. So, and in the spiritual realm, we have God and what? And Satan. We have good and evil. You get now? So, all of them are influences. But there is the physical realm. And in this physical realm is the man realm. And man has what? Influence. So, man in the physical realm is what you call the spirit of what? Man. So, every man has a spirit. Now, raise your head. Let me explain what I mean. Every man has a spirit. Now, why do every man have a spirit? Every man has something inside of them that makes them to do what they do. That's what we call the spirit of man. If you don't have a demon in your life and you don't have God in your life, you will still be living. Hello? Are you with me? Hello? Let me ask you a very simple question. Let me see those that will answer it. Does it mean that if somebody does not have the Spirit of God inside of him, it means that the person has a demon inside of him? Is it like that? No. Do we get that now? No. There are people that are not born again, but they are not demon possessed. And there are people that are not demon possessed, and then they are possessed by their human instinct. That's the spirit of man. So tell anybody there is a spirit in man. Mm-hmm. The spirit of man is the unseen part of the man. So do we get that now? So we can classify spirit according to their what? Sources. So according to their sources, we have God, man, and what? Satan. Now, according to their influences, talking about, when you talk about influences, now everybody look up. When you meet a man, how do you size a man? It's very important so that you will know when somebody is being led by him, by his flesh, by his soul. When you say influence, the word influence, it embodies amen. So now, influence is talking about one, intentions, two, motives, three, thoughts, 4, plants. So, let's call this man's spirit. When you say the spirit of a man, you are talking about the things in the man that influences him. Are you following me now? So what is a man that influences that man? I've not written all of them. Pleasures. Huh? Then achievements. You understand this now? Come, sir. Come. Oh, God. Yeah, come. So he's a man. Eh? We are not talking about God now. He's a man. You see this man here? He has something that is influencing him inside of him. You see that thing that is influencing him inside of him is what made him to come to church this morning. It's what will make him go to his place of work tomorrow. It's what will make him to save his money if money comes. So when you are say influences in a man, number one, you are talking about his intentions. Do you understand? I'm telling you what spirit is. When you say, for example, somebody is led by his flesh, it means that the person has an intention that will end up gratifying his flesh. That's why you say someone is led by flesh. When you say somebody is led by flesh, it means the person has a motive. Waiting they make and do what he won't do. Now only him go gain from him. That's why you said spirit of a man. Let's check Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. There are seven. So when you say, don't go here though. You want to leave me here? Are we getting something this morning? That's influence. When you say influence, we're not just talking about one wind just blow. Woo. No. See, I go somebody's shop. I see one fine iPhone 5. No, 7. No, 13. 13. They show glass. Or I go somebody barber's shop. I just see one fine, clean iPhone 12. No, 11. Person of the guy for 11. May they come charge him for another person's shop. You get money, buy iPhone 13. You don't get money, buy jet. All these people, whether they use expensive phone and they borrow MTN data. You phone, whether they use now somebody 5 months salary, but they owe MTN minus 1,000. Okay, don't worry. They are not the ones I'm talking to. Where did I stop, sir? Eh? Influence, now I stop. Now, there I start now. Glory to God. So I just go to the person's shop. I just see the phone, fine phone. See, my village people not just knock my head. Pam, ma go tifan. No, I put it up to you. No, something will make me move my hand to steal that phone. It's either I don't have money. It's either I'm envious. It's either is something must push me. We are saying that thing that will push you is an influence and is a spirit. It can either come from you as a man or from a demon or from God. That's what we are saying. So as a man, as a demon, and as God, seven things drives you. For example, Jesus says something in, okay, we already said, let's pick this one here. He said, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great. Now, wickedness was great. Why? And that every intent, did you see that? Every intent of the thoughts of his heart, only evil. So meaning, wake up. The three, you see this? 1, 2, 3. Everybody say they are internal. That's what we are saying. The brother CEO, he has been observing you coming to church, singing choir. Don't see, say you don't follow pastor. You don't sit down, don't reason. If I just go like that, Abiso is a spiritual sister. She will not agree. Everybody say intention. You can't sit down. Intention, thoughts, and motive, they well up together and produce plan. Come plan. It's okay. And what will happen is that I'll start going to our church. Start going to our church. Everybody say man's heart. So now you will see him come to church. Follow up, we'll be following him. I'm coming next Sunday. Thank you for coming to KDC. We love you. God love you. Thank you so much. I'm coming on Thursday. God love you. He's coming. But something is influencing his coming. That's the spirit we are talking about. And spirit of Abyssal. Amen. Man can be influenced by anything. Man can be more. No, wait. Why did the Bible call it spirit of mammon? Because it is not just money, but it is the influence it can garner. That's why it's called spirit. Are we understanding it? So when you hear spirit, I beg you, let these seven come to your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it seven? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's seven. There's one I've not put. It's seven. But I will remember. Tension, motives, thoughts, plans, pleasure, desire. Desire. Desire is here. Before, in between plan and pleasure, desire. Some people call it passion. It's an inner fuel. If you check the spirit of God, is there. Are you getting it? If you say spirit of God, we've spent years in that one. When you say as many that are led by God, you are saying as many that are led by God's intention. The reason they want to get married is to do ministry. So that desire to do ministry that is putting them, pushing them to get married, that is the leading of the spirit. So leading of spirit is not, oh yeah, go and marry. No. That's why some of you just wake up from one dream, whoo, and then you just start feeling something. God is telling me to leave off her. No. That's where some of you were wrongly led. Because when you talk about leading, you must put these seven into perspective. For example, I just wake up and tell you, say, God say my leave offer. I go prove unto you. If I cannot communicate to you the reason why God is telling me to leave offer, it is my feelings that is moving me. That's why as a young lady, a guy comes and tells you, God has revealed you to me as my wife. Ask the young man, to what end? If he know if he give you answer, now body body lead him. Because if he can give you clearly, okay, this is what God wants to do in my life. or this is the things that I've been putting up in my life, and then these are the kind of kids I want to raise, this is the kind of life I want to live, this is the ministry, and I've been observing you for the last 6 months, and I see that you have some of these tendencies, these qualities, and I went God to pray, and I prayed. I know you may not accept it, but I will not rush you. The same God that led me, I know he will lead you. Just go and pray, and then I would... Eh? She go confused. She go fall in love, self. If Stephen Enoko is his spiritual father, she will fall in love. She will say she's speaking like what my father taught me. Uh-huh, now. What do you mean? If I come meet you, say I won't marry you, I tell you all this thing, you still not agree. Village people, they do you. Wait till years remain. Wait till years remain. Because I don't carry iPhone 12, come. Wait till years remain. Even if I don't get phone, I get future. Marry my future. Abby, marry my future now. Because now better thing they lead me. What else? I'm led to do ministry. I want born children when go fit pray. What else go make me marry? And I can't tell you, can't say, ah, brother, I don't have feelings for you. No problem. Bro, if a sister tell you that one, just carry your... Just come back to your spiritual father. Just leave her. She has not discovered purpose. Amen. Glory to God. Do you understand what we are saying now? So, inside the man is our what? Motives. So, the truth is, if I stay around you and I consistently check why you do things, I will know the spirit at work inside of you. True of us. No, that's what we are saying. It's the known. It's someone will call and say, sister, forget. I carry God. Can't you see God? I can see it. In your plenty lies, I can see God. So, that's how it works. So, put all seven. So, when somebody comes and says, is God that is leading me to start this ministry? If it's me, I will ask you direct questions. First, I will ask you why. Do you know why I ask you why? Everybody say, why means motive. When I see the motive, I will check it with ministry in God's kingdom. If it does not tarry, I will not tell you are not led by God, but I will just put question mark. I'll pause. I'll bring the other one. What's God's plan for the local church? Why did God set up the local church? Pastor, sir, you don't understand. Because if you don't know what God's word say about the local church, you will be led by your emotions. And pastor, I just feel that in this area there is no church. Yes, I just feel there is no what. It's feeling, no. And the bad thing about feeling is that it is never static. It can change. That's why if you marry somebody out of feelings, the feeling will be changing, and the person too will be changing. Because the most unstable part of any man's life, you see what I put here, did you see feelings here? In spirituality, feeling is irrelevant. God can be here and you will not feel it. You did hear what I said. God can be here and you will not feel it. Your feeling is inconsequential when it comes to the spirituality of leadings. God can do mighty things without you feeling it. The day you got pregnant, I mean the day the sperm hit the egg, you did not feel anything. The highest thing you felt maybe was a sexual satisfaction. But after some days later, you start feeling dizzy. Your eyes will start to look like one thing. You now go hospital. Doctor will not verify the actions. The truth of the matter is this: if believers can tear off from the realm of feelings, we will see God do mighty things in our lives. Because majority of the things that God does in the spirit, most times they cut beyond our feelings. Feelings can fail. Remember now, when you slept last night, you were feeling like somebody that just got 2 million naira. You woke up this morning, Your body just do you as if na mortuary just come up from. Now so feeling bad, Rich. You know the last. Just now you the hungry. Oh. I give you one pack of Chicken Republic. You chop and finish like this. And then I bring another one. You go look me like this. Say, Sam, let's keep this one first. Wait to change. Feelings are never static. That's why Bible did not say as many that are led by their feelings. No. It can change. But as many that are led by my spirit. See, what God started in Adam in Genesis is still what he's doing in Apostle Paul. It's still what he's doing in Stephen Enoko. That's why I know it is the leading of God. Everybody say static. You come this morning, you say, God lead you, may you go tomorrow. 3 days later, you come again, say, Pastor, it's not Omaro, it's Iragbiji. You come again, say, Pastor, it's not Iragbiji, it's a Okokoko. God is all leading you, leading. Because God is not an author of confusion. It's your emotions that are deceiving you. Because one of the easiest way to know that a man is led by his emotions, his directions are not stable. They change. Pick up from there when we come back on Thursday. Stand up on your feet. God bless you, sir. In the Spirit. By the Spirit. Lift your hands and begin to give thanks to God. Thank you because I can be led by your Spirit. Thank you. Because I can be led by your Spirit. You see, when you say I'm led by God's Spirit, you know what it means? I'm led by his intentions. I'm led by his motives. I'm led by his thoughts. That's what we mean by the leading of the Spirit of God. That verse of scripture is Zechariah. Zechariah wanted to build a temple. So God appeared and told him, he said, it's not going to be by your might. It's not going to be by your power. Click into my intentions. Click into my motives. Whew. You will see it achieve. Listen, every time we pursue a course with the God motive, we get the God backing. That's how it works. That's how you know you are led by God. It's not that we will not meet oppositions. We meet oppositions, but we subject the opposition to the commissioner. We go back to him and say, God, you are the one that told me to do it. Now show up. Because it was validated by his leading, you will now begin to see his influence. Look up. Every man that is anointed by God and that is led by God, you will know. Every man that is led by God, you will see the move of the anointing of God in the man's life. I'll say that again. Every man that is led by God, the anointing is just the divine validation that this person is operating according to my motive. Lift your voice and say, Lord, I'm led by your Spirit. I'm led by your pleasures. He said, in thy right hand are pleasures. Ever. Pleasures means I'm led by his will. What I'm doing is what he likes. See, every time you do what God likes, it means you are led. Self goes. John the Baptist said, he said, me, oh, I will decrease, but he will what? Increase. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So it means I understand your intentions. I understand your motives. I understand your pleasures. I know the things that pleases God part time. That's what it means to be led by the Spirit of God. Pray and say, Lord, I know your plans. I live according to your achievements. I pursue your course. Are you ready? Not by power, by my
By your Spirit,
go
God.
Go ahead, that song. Everyone,
send
lift your hands.
Send your Spirit, Lord, not by might, not by power, send your spirit down, not by might, not by power, by your spirit down, send your spirit down, not by might, not by power, by your spirit down, send your spirit down, not by might, not by power, by your spirit down. Send your spirit down, not by might, not by power, by your spirit down. Send your spirit down, not by might, not by power, by your spirit down. Send your spirit down.
So go ahead and say, Lord, I know your thoughts. As I go into this week, I know your ways. I know your plans. I know what you want to achieve. I am driven by your intentions. I am driven by your motives.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovembassy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovembassychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.